Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent with today's question. It comes out of a verse that parents love to quote to their children. It comes from 1 Corinthians 15:33, where Paul says, "Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals." Now, John, a standard application of that verse is for children to choose their friends wisely. But Paul wasn't talking to kids here. He was addressing the church. So why was that warning for the church?
Why that warning for the church? Because adults need that warning just as much as children do, especially if the adults are going to be responsible to pass it on to the children and to provide protection for children against those kind of bad people that corrupt their good morals. The church always needs this. All believers need this. We very easily allow ourselves to fall into relationships that are bad, that can be very corrupting. This, I think, is a very important word from the Lord to the church, to believers in the church. Not that the church in a corporate sense is going to make an alliance with some corrupt entity, but rather that believers, sometimes even in their desire to reach unbelievers, can become way too familiar with the behavior of those unbelievers, way too comfortable with the behavior of those unbelievers, and very often in the name of love, way too accepting of sinful behavior. While endeavoring to snatch unbelievers like brands from the burning, we have to remember that we want to be careful so that we don't get singed in the process, and that's a delicate balance. We all need to be careful of the friends that we make and make sure that we're surrounded by the godly because they lead us in the paths of righteousness.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. To submit your question, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.